Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air, and there is a word from the Lord on today. Again, I want to thank all my listeners, whether you're listening, you called in, or you're listening on the web, whatever. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. However you prefer to listen. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and get ready and do the announcements. I want you to keep all these announcements in mind because it's ministry all throughout the week. It's ministry with you in mind. It's hearing from the Lord and seeing what he wants his people to know from his word on each and every day, each and every week. So I want to encourage you to encourage somebody else to listen in. Amen. And if they desire prayer, you can also tell them to go on and press the 1, and we will bring them in for prayer. They don't have to give their name, but just tell us where they're calling from and their prayer request. So if you're online now and you can do that, go ahead and tell them. It'll be okay. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. First of all, we have on Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to go on Facebook and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And they will get back with you. Glory to God. Whatever the need may be, if you need somebody to talk to and kind of help you to know, you said there's safety, amen, in the multitude of counseling. So that means you need somebody else, amen, to help you with the word. You need somebody else to help you with sometimes life decisions when you just don't know what to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can inbox them on Facebook, and they'll get back with you. Amen. If you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So I encourage you to listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Elder. Because it's an awesome, awesome, awesome show. Elder prays the house down. She sings the house down. You can tell the anointing that's on the songs that she sings, glory to God. That will get you delivered also. That she brings a profound word, and it's a word of encouragement she brings, and she enlightens you on things that you really didn't know. Hallelujah. She enlightens you on things that you need to know. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hear her every Wednesday, amen, at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So tune in and hear what God is saying. You know, he's speaking. If you listen, he's speaking. You know, this, well, I can't hear. He speaks through his word. He speaks through songs. He speaks through people. He even used children. You know, you're always hearing, well, they say, God didn't intend for no woman to be no pastor, no preacher. I'm not going to even get into that today because in my Bible, it says he can use whomever he wants to use. You know, he's God, not man. Hallelujah. And I've been hearing that, amen, since I was a little bitty child. You know, a woman ain't called to preach. She just called to uplift her husband. But, hey, glory to God. That's a whole nother sermon. Not today. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then after that, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. If you want to hear it, amen, you come on over there because guess what? You're going to hear it. Glory to God. You're going to hear a word from the Lord just like it is. My God, my God. And I encourage you, hallelujah, to listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You know, it's good to go, amen, you go in the house and you hear the word, but, you know, you got to also do the word. I think so many times now what's going on, you know, nobody wants to really do the word. They just want to hear it just to say they went. I don't care how old you are. I don't care, amen, if you're almost 100. I don't care if you're a half a century old. It don't matter. Glory to God. Still need to keep in mind that this word is important. He said, you know, it's better to do it, and, you know, and not just hear it, you know. Sometimes you partake of the word, but then there's no fruit from the word that's in you. Hallelujah, my God, my God. So it's good, hallelujah, for you to hear it and do it. Become a doer of it, and it'll bring you all the fruit you need. I think so many times where you miss out at, you're not doing the word. Hallelujah. We're not doing the word like he wants to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you also to get Minister Elaine's book. She is an author. She has two books already written. They're e-books, and they're on Amazon. So you can go over there and purchase the book. Like I said, if you don't know how, you can contact either of us, and we will connect you with her to get the book. So don't say, well, I don't know how. No, you can connect with either of us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On our Facebook pages, and some have personal numbers, and you can contact us, and we'll help you get the book. And you get a free Kindle with the book also. So I encourage you, because she has number 3. It's getting ready to roll out. Hallelujah. So that way you'll have 1, 2, and then you'll get 3. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage you also to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many things. You know, this is ministry with you in mind. And when you partner, you know, most people can't have access to their leaders sometimes because they have to go through a whole chain of people. But you can, you will. You'll get a personal call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner. We're only asking for $25 or more to become a partner. And that's not a whole lot. I know not long ago, amen, I went to a restaurant and it was over $25. It wasn't nobody but me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm like, Lord, what did I eat? Hallelujah. But it was good. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and partner for $25. Yes. And God will move like never before. You know, you can't buy the word and you can't pay God. But guess what? You can help so the ministry can be reached all across the nation to continue to be reached. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good. He's moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might. So come on and get in where you fit in. Hallelujah. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That he has no respect of person. Ah, my God. He will move on your behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the 1. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord, that you have made, and we're rejoicing and being glad that we're in it, Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you watch over, how you protect, how you keep your people safe from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, how you give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the word of God and how you give them everything that they may need to continue on, Lord God, this journey and this walk with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, oh God. We praise your holy, holy name on high because we know, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, what would we have done, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, as we, Lord God, will seal your word by faith on today, Lord, because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's right now. We serve a God that's on time. We serve a God that's never late. We serve a God that knows what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my voice. Father God, as they hear the word, Lord God, let them become doers of the word also, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for healing on this line, Lord. We thank you for healing taking place in the minds of your people right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. They shall not be bound down with circumstances anymore, Lord. They shall not be bound down with the things and the cares of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we release them from that on today. We command it, Lord God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be gone. Oh, my God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We have a caller. Amen. Before I go ahead and get into my message, I'm going to go ahead and take this call. I didn't see it, but I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you are live and on the air.
Okay, I'm calling from North Carolina. I need prayer for my legs and my feet.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, O Lord God, for the caller that just called me in, Father. We ask you to heal her feet, Lord God, and her legs, Lord, because we know you made the body. So, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can heal it from the top of the head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. We ask you to put strength, Lord, back in her feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O Lord God, for every pain, Lord God, to be loosened right now in the name of Jesus, and let her go, Lord, so she can go on, Lord God. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord God. So, Lord, she needs, Lord God, strength in her legs and her feet, Lord God, with no pain to go on and do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Caller, we thank you. God is
amen.
Working it out. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
you.
To
thank
God.
You,
amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go on with our message on today. Amen. But before we go on, if you desire prayer, amen, go ahead and press the 1, because when I get started, amen, I may not have time, amen, at the end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead. Amen. If you would, turn to me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Amen. Just speak the word. That's the title of the message. I'm going to say it again. Just speak the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you say all other words except what you need to say. Amen. You know, I used to always hear people say, well, when you stop your toe, what's going to happen? Hallelujah. You're either going to say Jesus or you're going to say amen. Glory to God. Y'all know it. Come on. But what's in you, it's going to come out you. If that word's in you, it's going to come out you. Glory to God. You know, I hear people all day sometimes things be going on and they'll say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But they'll call on God. But guess what? You hardly ever hear him say, oh, Jesus. You will never hardly hear him call that name. But they all say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But you know, hallelujah, glory to God. He and let me just put it like this here. He ain't there in them because guess what? It's just something that they say that sounds good because you can see the fruit from the tree and he ain't in there, glory to God. But that fruit that's a peach tree, but it's bearing plums, amen, and you can see that. But they'll say God, oh God, oh God, but you never hear them say Jesus. You will never hear them say that. You hardly ever hear people say Jesus. Because they're scared, hallelujah. They're scared of what really might happen. He may come on the scene, glory to God, and tell him to wake up, you sluggard, hallelujah. Stop sleeping. I'm here. Glory to God. You need to accept me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, we serve a right now and an awesome God. So let's get on in the message, hallelujah. Like I said, the title of my message is Just Speak the Word, hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he is worthy. He's the right now God. He's an on time God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is calling someone here on this line right here into ministry. Hallelujah. Now, listen, this is what he's saying. You're in, yes, you are in ministry, but you know the ministry ain't in you. Glory to God. So it's time for all you to cut all that other stuff out and let that ministry get in you. Yes, you occupy a space. That's what it is. He's saying you occupy a space in ministry, but ministry is not in you because you're still living the way you used to live and doing whatever you're good enough to do. Hallelujah. And you don't serve him like you should. Ah, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, and I hear you saying, well, thank you, Jesus. Well, that's just not enough, he said. He want more. He requiring more of you in this season. So he wants you to come up, hallelujah. You can't keep occupying your space, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. He's not in you. You're just occupying a space in ministry. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, you're on this line. I know you are. Glory to God. If you want more, then just hit me up. Hallelujah. And I'll explain further. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Okay, chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountains, great multitudes follow him. We're talking about Jesus, glory to God. He was up on the mountain, and he went up there, and then he come down, and great multitudes follow. Don't you want a lot of people to follow you and believe in, you know, the God in you? Well, you know, they got to see the God in you in order for them to follow you. But sometimes, you know, ain't a bit of Jesus in there. You know, sometimes people portray that, you know, they have Jesus in there, but he ain't in there. He done went somewhere else. He gone home. Glory to God. And they followed him. And behold, there came a leper. Amen. There came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. But you see right here, guess what he did? He fell down on his knees. He said he fell down on his knees in front of him. Now, how many of you, when things are going bad, did you just go ahead and get down with the get down? So hold up, wait a minute. I'm tired of this. I got to get down with the get down. I'm tired of this. You know, some say, well, I can't get down on my knee. Yeah, but you can get in your prayer closet in a place where your phone is off, TV off, news off, glory, everything is off. You can get in your prayer closet and say, Lord, I'm tired of this. This has got to give. This has got to go. Hallelujah. When you do your part, then expect God to do his. I was telling somebody, you know, I said, okay, yeah, I understand what he's telling me to do. I understand that. I said, but I have to do my part in order for him to do his. Glory to God. Yes, if he tell you, he tells you to do something, then understand that's a part you got to play in it. You say, well, Lord, you know what? I want you to give me, let's just say, $1 million. Okay, well, you got to be sowing. You got to continue to sow. You got to raise up and sow even more. You got to give over here. You got to save over here. You got to cut this out over here. There are some things that you're going to have to do to ride that train. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. They say, yeah, he can give you $1 million. He can give it to you quick, fast. He can give it to you in a hurry. But, you know, he has to teach you something first, let you know how to do. And when you get it, you won't just go ahead and blow it off. I look at that because years and years ago, amen, I'm old, 15, maybe 20 years. No, I'm not going to tell my age. Amen. Glory to God. But anyway, over 15, 20 years ago, I wrote down, I said, Lord, debt free. You told me debt free. So what I did, I took a check out of my checkbook, and I wrote down debt free. I wrote down every bill I had. Hallelujah. And I kept it, and I continued to go ahead and pray over, and I said, Lord, you said debt free. Hallelujah. You said debt free, Lord. You said debt free. And I continued on, and every time it would come up in my mind, I said, you said debt free, Lord. Well, there's something I had to do, amen, in order to get to that point. So you have to stop buying. You have to just hold on. You have to wait a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. my God. And I got down on my knees, and I would say, Lord, hold up. You said debt free. It ain't there yet. Hallelujah. Just like he got down on his knees, and he was worshiping God, and he was asking him, worshiping Jesus, and saying, heal me. That's what you got to do. You got to get down with the get down. That's my message. Come on, get down with the get down. Glory to God. And guess what? He did. It took me a minute, but I got there. You know, he will take you there, but that's some stuff you're going to have to do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. See, it was something this man had to do. He went and he got down on his knees, and he said, wilt thou heal me? Because he will believe in me, okay? You got to get down with the get down and believe that he can handle whatever it is you're going through. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And see, he was telling him, okay, he told him that because he wanted to go and let him go and show himself to the priest first. Because let them decide, you know, okay, yes, you're healed, you're good. So they will remit him to society. Okay, and that's why he told them to go show yourselves to the priest first. So they can go ahead and say, okay, because, you know, they will put them in a place by themselves and they will leper. They will put them outside. Outside the little building, outside, just put it like the little city, outside. So he told them to go show himself to the priest first. And that's what he had to do. He had to go show himself to the priest first. And he had to take the offering that Moses had commanded for them to take. And what it was, he had to take the gift. He had to take two birds alive and clean. He had to take cedar wood and hyssop. It's a form of mint. It's of the mint family. So see, he had to take that with him, amen, when he went. Glory to God. You see, after all that, he still had to do something. Glory to God. So you got to remember, there's something you're going to have to do. When you walk this walk with Jesus, what? There's something you're going to have to do. You're going to have to say this word. You're going to have to seek him, hallelujah, and not the stores. You're going to have to seek him and not people. Yes, you hear the word from the leaders and from the people that are preaching the gospel to the nation. Yes, you hear all that. But there's time when you're going to have to break out and break on and do it yourself. Glory to God. I understand. Oh, he's shifting now. I understand, glory to God, that you have, you know, duties at home to take care of, and you have the family to take care of, and you have mom and them to see about, and dad and them to see about, and auntie and them might want to go to the store because they don't drive no more. I understand all that. But you're going to have to get down with the get down, and you're going to have to do something, hallelujah, on your own, hallelujah, glory to God. You say you don't have time because you got to do the children's homework. You got to take them over here to soccer ball. You got to take them over here to basketball. You got to take them over here because someone's having a party and all those different type things. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but don't lose sight of who you need to seek. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't lose sight. Hallelujah. And when Jesus was entered into the Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. In other words, he was looking for him. A centurion soldier was looking for him. Glory to God. A Roman soldier, he was looking for him. And he was, let's see what he told him, verse 6. And saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. He will, listen, Jesus didn't pick out who he needed to go and talk to get healed. He didn't pick out who he needed to go pray for. He didn't do none of that. Glory to God. He said, well, I'll come. Hallelujah. When you have a ministry, you can't pick out who this certain person. You can't separate none of us. It don't matter if you're white, black, Latino, nothing. It does not matter. Hallelujah. If they ask for prayer, then guess what you got to do? You got to do it. Hallelujah. I know some people say they're afraid, you know, but with the Jesus in you, glory to God, he'll raise up, hallelujah, on the inside of you, and he'll give you the strength to do what you got to do. Glory to God. And he said, I'll come. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word, glory to God, only, and my servant shall be healed. See, he had to be a believer because he told him, just speak the word. All he had to do was speak the word. You got to know the word in order to speak the word. So many times you get so tied up, you know, you want to hear what other people have to say, and it ain't no word. This is what I think. This is what I say. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking to someone, we was talking about some, you know, eating some food, and I said, you know, Lord said everything he made was good. Yeah, there's certain things, you know, gluttony is a sin, and there are certain things that you can eat in moderation that won't mess with your health. You know, you can eat it all, you know, and if you know some stuff you don't like, I understand, but he said everything that I made was good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, so many times now you hear, you know, people saying, well, you know, they don't eat this, and they don't eat ham, and they don't eat this, and they don't eat that, and they can't eat this. And then they have a fit because, you know, some kind of way things slip through the system, and, you know, somebody might eat something that they said that their parents don't eat. That's what it is. So many times it's not the kids, it's the parents that say they don't eat it. And that's what's going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But he said everything that he made was good. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to speak the word and understand you need healing. And I want to say this. Sometimes when you're praying for people, just ask him real quick. Say, Lord, what do I need to pray? Lord, how do I need to pray real quick? And, in your mind, and he'll give it to you. Hallelujah. But he told him, just speak the word only, and it shall be done. I still don't know how to pray. You know, you say, our Father, which art thou in heaven, glory to God. Hallowed be thou name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just speak the word and be healed. Speak the word and things will happen quicker. Speak the word. You know, if you go in and a car come and he almost hits you, what you going to say? Hallelujah. You're going to say, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let him hit nobody else. Don't let him get hurt. Let him slow down. Because sometimes they act like they only in Minneapolis 500. Glory to God. They'll zoom around you here and zoom around there and almost hit you. Glory to God. And guess what? Some of them don't look back. I'm here to tell you. Hallelujah. But you got to speak the words. And Lord, let them slow down. Make them slow down. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just speak the word and watch what happens. Things will start to happen immediately, but you got to know the word. Because some don't know the word, so they can't speak the word. You know, you go to church week, Sunday after Sunday. You go to Bible study. You go to prayer service. Hallelujah. You go wherever. You go with all this gunk and junk on your mind. You can't receive when you go in there. Because all you're thinking about, well, you know what? I wonder what I'm going to eat today. What I'm going to eat when I get home tonight. What am I going to cook for breakfast in the morning? What are we going to do? You know, I mean, I need to do this, and I need to pay this, and I need to go over here. Your mind is too busy. It's too cluttered to receive. That's what it is. You got to get somewhere by yourself and say, Lord, I want your word, Lord. Help me, God, to get this word. You know, sometimes you wake up maybe 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he be wanting you to read the word, but then you get up and you start meditating on your job. You start meditating on what somebody said. You start meditating, Lord, I'm tired of them. You start meditating, Lord, these children getting on the nerves. Lord, I tell you, this man, he just ain't doing right, Lord. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, Lord, you know what? All that's in your hand. Now I'm going to read this word, and I want to get this word in me. Go through the word and find whatever situation you're in, and then you could speak it over whatever you're going through. There's so many that's in the Bible. Everything that you're going through is in this Bible. Hallelujah. It's just for you to go through and find it and apply it to your life. Hallelujah. You go to church Sunday after Sunday, come out, oh, that was a good word. That was a good word. But what did he say? Hallelujah. Did he give you a word you can speak over your life? Did he give a word that you can speak over your children? Did he tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, if I speak this word and all this stuff that I was going through, it's going to be canceled. Hallelujah. Did he tell me that I could speak the word and this debt is through? Glory to God. This debt is short. Glory to God. What did he say? What did she say? Hallelujah. Glory to God. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go and he goeth, and to another come and he cometh, and to my servant do this and do that. You see, He had authority. Isn't it something? I'm going to read this next verse, and then we're going to talk about when verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." You see what he was saying? Amen. How he was saying how they obeyed him. What if we obey Jesus like that when he tell us don't go over there? Because you know they ain't talking right, they ain't acting right, and they ain't doing right, and they ain't saying the right stuff. Glory to God. They talking all that off the wall stuff that you shouldn't be listening to. What if he tell you don't keep going over there, amen, glory to God, with them? Because you know what? All they're going to be doing is drinking and danking and slipping and sliding, glory to God. What if we listen to what he says and do what he says immediately without all the repercussions and saying, "Lord, is this you? Lord?" Now, understand, he's going to tell you the right thing to do. Okay? You listen to that within, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, don't go over there, then don't go. He said, don't go that way, then don't go that way. If he says, stay at home, stay at home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there's something that he wants you to miss. Hallelujah. It could be an accident on up the road, amen, that stopped you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was just talking to someone yesterday, and they were going to take a long trip, and they said, well, my something happened to my car, you know, and this and that. I said, well, you know what? Jesus was telling you, you need to stay at home. That's a long trip that you didn't need to take. They said, you think so? I said, I do. I really do. Glory to God. So they said, well, I'm sure not going. I said, okay, I don't blame you. I wouldn't go in. It was too late to take that type of trip anyway. It wasn't a 1 hour away. It was a long ways away. So what if we listen? Look at this interior soul that he tells his people, okay, if y'all do this, you know, y'all don't do this and don't do that. Just think about it. If they had done and disobeyed him, they probably wouldn't have legal, right? Come on now. Just think about it. You know, if we obey what Jesus tell us to do, then think about it, glory to God, we would be further along. We won't have to worry about all that stuff. Hallelujah. If you obey and listen. But the thing about it is so many people don't want to listen. That's the thing about it. Don't want to listen. Don't want to hear God's voice. Don't want to listen at nothing. Don't want to listen at the right, but you'll listen at wrong. Don't want to listen at the good stuff, but you'll listen at some gossip. If somebody tearing somebody down all the time. You better get it right. We are in a season now where we're going to have to get it right with God. They used to sing a song at church. Get it right with God and do it now. Glory to God. I'm saying we need to do it right now because you can see the signs and the times and everything changing and all that's going on in the world. It's time to get it right. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In other words, you know what place that is, okay? Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Come on. It's time to get it right. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour because he believed. You got to believe, you know. You got to believe when you speak the word. You got to believe that your word does have power. Because if it's God's word, it's going to have power. You know, some got healed, amen, as they went. So, you know, when you speak it, it's going to happen. If you ain't got the faith in you to trust yourself, then I don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go back to the drawing board and see if you can find that faith. Glory to God. And get it, hallelujah. You know, our faith should be ever yet increasing. You shouldn't be walking around with your head down saying, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know, Lord. I just tell you the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just this. And then sometimes people will say, well, you know, Lord, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But you know what? I don't ever say that. That right there, because guess what you're calling it in. After that one thing leaves, you know, and you straighten all that out, then guess what? Here'll come another. And as you keep releasing that, then guess what? Here'll come another. So, you know, your word should have has power. So you have to be careful what you're saying in this season also. You're going to speak the word and say, Lord, I know you said that you will handle everything that I have to go through. You got it. So, Lord, I'm going to believe what you say. I'm going to stand on your word. Many of the affliction of the righteous, but you shall deliver us out of them all. I'm going to stand on your word, Lord God. You said, Lord God, if I give, it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall you give unto my bosom. Lord, you said it, oh God. I'm going to believe your word, Lord. You said, God, you said, peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, my God. So come on, you got to know the word. You got to know the word. Know his word, not your word. Know the word of God and not your word. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and thou hast believed, so be it, and be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in the same self hour. So you see right there, he believed and he got healed. Let's move on to verse 13. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. You see what? Look, she had to do something after she got up. He had done healed her. Guess what? She did something. She got up and she ministered to them. She started being a servant. She started waiting on them and helping them immediately, ministering unto them, cooking. See, there's something you got to do too. You know how sometimes when people say, well, you know what, Lord, I need healing. And he stopped by and he'll heal them. And guess what? They'll go the other way. That's it. They're going to go back to the same old thing, doing the same old stuff again. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then they'll break out and say, me and Jesus got an understanding. But they won't say Jesus. Let me take that back. They said, me and God got an understanding. That's what they say. I want to know what understanding y'all got, because he ain't telling you to drink all that, okay? Drink all that Kool-Aid. Hallelujah, I put it like that. He ain't telling you, glory to God, to eat all them fat bags and all that stuff, amen, to run your blood pressure up, and he doesn't heal you from high blood pressure. But now you're eating all that stuff and doing everything you want to do. He didn't tell you that, glory to God. He didn't tell you to go back eating all that as normal, and he doesn't heal you. You see right here, when she got up, she had to do something. So guess what she did, amen? She went and started waiting on, she went and started waiting on Jesus. Glory to God. She cooked for him. Hallelujah. He had done came in and he had done healed her fever. So see, there's something you got to do. You play a big part in this. Sometimes people forget. When he healed you, amen, glory to God, that you may say, okay, thank you, Lord, oh God. And he healed me, and then you tell other people about it. Then you're doing the same old, same old. You're going to go back and get them same results. I remember this person that he had healed. He had cancer, and God healed him, and the doctor said, we ain't never seen nobody get healed that quick. He healed him, and guess what he did? He went back to smoking and doing everything you were big enough to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. I mean, he got up quick, and the doctor said, we ain't never seen this to happen. But he went back to doing the same old, and he got them same old results, amen, from the beginning. So you got to remember there's some things that you got to do. You got to speak the word, and you got to stay in contact. Amen. Glory to God. With the Lord thy God. Stay in contact with who Jesus really and truly is. Stay in contact and know, hallelujah, like he did here. Hallelujah. He can still heal. He healed Peter's mother. Glory to God. He healed the centurion soldier. He healed the leper. Just understand healing is yours. You just got to stay there, right there. Speak the word and continue to speak the word. And then remember, when he healed you, don't go back doing the same old, same old. Life changes. Hallelujah. So what you'll have to do is change. Some of you need to change your circle of people, because you're going down that same old road and you're saying you're a minister. Glory to God. That same old, hallelujah. You're going to get those same old results. We're back to this again. I'm seeing you, listen. You're going to have to cut them people loose, hallelujah, glory to God. Whether they like you or whether they don't, I'm going to give you testimony, because in my lifetime and when I was coming up, hallelujah, and nobody, hallelujah, they didn't really like me, and I didn't understand why. Hallelujah, glory to God. They didn't, because they talked about me. They scandalized me, hallelujah, glory to God. They really did. I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday, you know, and I said, well, you know, it's okay, because now I know why. Hallelujah. They didn't like the Jesus in me because I told them I wasn't part of you no more. I was through with all that junk. I wasn't going out to the clubs and dropping it, and I wasn't doing none of that no more. That's what I told them. I said, no, we ain't doing that. That was years and years ago, long time ago. Glory to God. And I told them I'm not doing that no more. So they kind of talked about me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They didn't think I was real. They said, she ain't going to last long. But look, how many years later, glory to God. And I continued on in his word. And it was a rocky road. But guess what? I kept on pressing and kept on believing and kept on knowing who I am and what was in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't give up. That's the thing. Hallelujah. Whether I had one friend or whether I had two, whether I had one at all, it didn't even matter anymore. Hallelujah. So sometimes on this walk right here, you're going to have to walk alone. You're going to have to walk alone. It's just going to be you and Jesus. That's who you're going to have to walk with and continue on, continue to be who he wants you to be. Forget about that. They ain't going to like you. They're not going to like you. And they're going to say stuff like, oh, look at her. Look at her. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a woman I'm talking to. Look at her. Glory to God. Oh, she thinks she's something now. She thinks she got it all together now. She don't do that no more. She don't do that. Well, let them talk. Hallelujah. But what would you rather do? You'd rather have a seat in the kingdom of God or a seat in, well, okay, amen. The choice is yours. He gives us choices. Hallelujah. So you got to make a choice. I'm calling you, hallelujah. You got to make a choice, and you got to stick with it. Because understand, he knows. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows everything. When man don't know everything, but guess what? There's one that sit high and look low. He knows everything because he made everything. Everything belongs to him. Let's move on down just a little bit, amen. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, okay? And healed all that were sick of those demons. You see, speak the word. Glory to God. Just speak his word. Hallelujah. There ought to be one scripture that you remember. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say you study his word. There ought to be one scripture that you remember. Glory to God. That you can speak. Hallelujah. He cast out all them demons. Glory to God. Yes, he did. He cast out every one of them. Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Elijah the prophet, Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Come on, he did. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. Yes, he did. See, after that, Jesus had done healed all those people. Hallelujah. You know, it's only man that says, okay, I'm going to talk to this one, but I'm not going to talk to that one. Okay, it don't matter whether they black, white, green. It does not matter. I say it again. It does not matter. You got to understand, you know. I was listening at someone, and I give testimonies, amen, through my word because it is testimony. Hallelujah. And I heard someone say, you know, by the time I go and I do this and, you know, that, and then say, you know, Sunday is church. And I was shocked because I never heard them say that before. And I said, praise God. Because I always talk about, you know, ministering and doing different things, you know, with this ministry and stuff. And they said, well, you know, it's church. I do believe they just started going. But glory to God, it don't matter as long as they started. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, amen, what God does, it didn't matter who they were. I didn't care. I don't care what color they are. Hallelujah. They are listening. I'm going to say it. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today to stay with the word of God and just speak the word over your life and speak life over your children. And that is so important nowadays in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you want your children to be healed. You want them to be safe. You want them to be healthy. You want them, glory to God, to walk in the fullness of Christ. But you got to put Christ in them. Hallelujah. And the person has children and they're taking them also to church. And that's a wonderful thing. I said, oh, my God. I said, that's awesome. I said, that's really, really good. I said, my God. So they were paying attention to what I was saying. So all you got to do is just speak the word over your life. Speak the word over your children. Speak the word over your family. Speak the word over your ministers. And Lord, take me higher. I want to go higher, Lord. Show me what I can do. I'm reading. I'm studying the word of God. I'm staying in the word of God. Lord, I want all this debt canceled. Show me what I can do. But listen, once he show you, then you got to do it. You got to put the plan to action. If you don't, it's not the plan that fails. It's we fail to plan. But sometimes we fail to plan. That's the thing. If you plan, you may plan 1, 2, 3. It may not work, but guess what? At least you did plan. Then he'll step in. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And he'll put the anointing on your plan, and he'll help you to make it work. Because what you got written down may not be the way he wanted to work. Hallelujah. But guess what? At least you did plan. For some people, don't even plan. They just go from day to day. Well, whatever. You know, my life's short here. But you want to make sure where your seat is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want it in the kingdom, huh? Not in hell. Amen. Ah, glory to God. Bless us, Lord. And that's where you wanted it. So I encourage you on today to speak the word. Hallelujah. Speak the word over your life. Speak the word over your ministry. Speak the word over your job. Speak the word before you go out the door. My God, my God. Speak the word over your children before you depart from them. Hallelujah. Speak the word while they're at these games. Hallelujah. Speak the word when you go before you go in these games. Hallelujah. Speak the word before you go in the restaurant. Hallelujah. Speak the word wherever you go. Hallelujah. And watch God bring, he'll bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we speak the word. We thank you, Lord, for healing taking place on this line, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, as you're calling up a people to come up higher and speak your word, Lord God, huh? So they can have evidence, oh, my God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are a healer. And, Lord, you heal every word that they speak, and it shall come to pass, Lord God. I command them, Lord God, to speak the word, Lord. Let them hide this word in their heart and learn how to speak the word, Lord, over their life, over their loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are far off and those that are right around them, oh God. Lord, let them speak the word, Lord, even they see elderly people, Lord God, that need help, and they may not be able to help them, but let them speak the word so you can help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh Lord God, for the word on today, Lord God. Let it be, Lord God, a meditation, Lord God, on our heart, Lord God, so no sin will come in, Lord God, and creep in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And no creepy things, Lord God, in the wee hours of the night. Let us hold on, Lord God, to the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus, because the word has power to change, oh, my God, everyone's life. All they got to do is speak the word in season, Lord God, and out of season, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I decree and I declare rain upon your people on today. Let it rain on them like never before, Lord God. Let the rain come, Lord God, to flood in to whatever they may want and whatever they may need, Lord, on this day, in the name of Jesus. If they need more of you, Lord God, rain in on them, oh God. If they need more finances, Lord God, show them where, Lord God, and what they need to do and how they can get it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because they got to start somewhere, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, because you live, Lord God, and we breathe the very air that you created, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we call out, oh, my God, anything that's not like you, oh, God, any doubt and unbelief right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, that's stopping them from going to the next level in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, right now, Lord, anyone that you have to cut them from or loose, Lord God, to cut them loose, God, that's dragging them down, I say cut them loose right now on today in the name of Jesus. Now, if they go back, they go on their own. But, Lord God, you will create, oh, my God, a good friend that will stick closer to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord God, I decree and I declare on this day who you are, because you are a healer. You are a mind regulator, in the name of Jesus. You are a peacemaker, Lord. Oh, my God. You're the lily of the valley in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you're our bright and morning star in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for everything, Lord, and in all things, God. Let them speak the word, Lord, over their life. Let them speak the word, Lord, as they go and as they come, Lord God. Let them speak the word, Lord God. Oh, my God. Oh, every disease, Lord God. Let them speak the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Just speak the word. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is alive and well. Hallelujah. And he's there. All you got to do is speak the word and he'll come. He will come. Invite him in. Oh, my God. Just invite him. Lord, you invited in my house. Lord, you can come anytime and he'll come and he'll sup with you and he'll tell you what he needs you to do. And by all means, you see this interior soldier, how he could just command them to do something. They do it. Hallelujah. What if we just obey what he say do? Hallelujah. And I'm hearing some say, well, I don't know when he's speaking. You know, that word went through those songs sometimes. And people will come, you know, he'll send apostles and pastors and he'll send prophets and, you know, ministers and he'll even send a child to you and tell you what you need to do. And the first thing, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, well, I know, I know, I know, I know, yes. I know you know, but they're bringing, you know, sometimes you be there ask for confirmation. And then when they bring it to you, you won't want to receive it. Ah, come on. What kind of world are we living in? Glory to God. It's just that they're bringing you the confirmation that you asked for. And you say, Lord, I thank you for that confirmation because I just sure didn't know. I didn't know the answer to that. Because believe me, if it's something I need to know, then guess what? Hallelujah. I'm going to get somebody else to help me pray it through. Now, get those that you know can get a prayer through. Now, everybody can't. I'm just going to tell the truth. Hallelujah, glory to God. But get those that you know can get a prayer through so they can touch and agree with you and things will happen. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you know, he wants to give you his best. Hallelujah. And God ain't short concerning his promises. He wants you to have his best. And you ought to want his best, to live his best life. Glory to God. And don't forget to come back. Hallelujah. And sow seeds. Hallelujah. And you know, I'll put it, you know, you ask God for something and he gives it to you. Make sure you do what you're supposed to do with it so you can continue on to reap good benefits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Father God, I repent of all sins that I have committed. I give you my life, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. Go ahead and inbox me on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Hallelujah. Let me know that was you. Glory to God. My God. And I can tell you the what next, and we can continue on, amen, in Jesus, because guess what? He is alive and well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for coming and giving your life to Christ. Glory to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing as I speak. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, amen, don't forget to listen to some of the shows, hallelujah, that's coming on. Glory to God. It's Ministry With You In Mind, Tuesday night, One Word From the Lord, Apostle and Pastor, amen. Then Wednesday, Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, and then the Hour of Power, amen, Prophetic Corner Ministry, Prophetess Martha Williams, and then Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson, ministry all week long for the people of God. So don't forget, mark them on your calendar. Hallelujah, so you can come and hear what the Lord is saying. in these last and evil days. Glory to God. Because you're going to need this word, and you're going to need this word on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, everything else can be taken away from you, but the word on the inside, it can't be. Glory to God. That's where you're going to put it at, you know. So out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Whenever it gets ready and the storms are raging, you can reach down and get that word, and you done already had got prayer stored up, so you can reach up and you can pour down some of them prayers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you don't store nothing up, then nothing happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome week. And don't forget, keep the shows in mind. They're coming every week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen.